Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Connolly. First intermission. The Evergreens give up a late goal shorthanded in the first period and trail 1-0. Caden Brunson is the lamplighter, a senior captain for the Sun Prairie Cardinals. Bounced off the near side post and in for the 1-0 lead. The Evergreens did outshoot Sun Prairie in the first period, 14-11. Evergreens had some promising chances, just not able to cash any of them in. Got a schedule update, something that is not on your DC Everest schedule, so we'll update that in just a moment. First, this message. We're brought to you by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39, exit 181 in Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Challenge for the Evergreens, the opposing goalie Alex Ligel looks like a good one. Evergreens got some pretty promising chances. Ligel turned them all away. So I think goals are going to be at a premium today. Not a lot was called in that first period. In fact, we had a period of 4-on-4 hockey. The Evergreens got the better looks at the net at 4-on-4. And then when Sun Prairie went on the 5-on-4 advantage with Yakus serving the roughing minor, that's when Sun Prairie scored. The goal came with just 11 seconds left in the period. So the Evergreens have one to get back. There are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and these Midwest communication stations. The Evergreens, what, a week ago, last Friday night, were supposed to play at Lakeland. They were supposed to play, they're traveling up to Minocqua. Game got canceled at the last minute. It was a snowy night and road conditions were not good. It was the right call. That game is back on the schedule for tomorrow. Lakeland originally slotted that as a 7 p.m. game. That would have conflicted with the D.C. Everest Winter Ball at the Rothschild Pavilion. So it is on the schedule tomorrow as a 12 noon game. Now, this will be a little confusing. The game will be on tape delay here on Fox Sports. So if you're going up to Minocqua to see the Evergreens tomorrow, be there at noon at Lakeland. That's when the face-off will be live. If you can't make it and want to hear our radio broadcast of it, 3 p.m. broadcast time. 3 p.m. right before a Fox Sports National College basketball game, which will start at 5 o'clock. So neatly, all the pieces will fit together here at AM 1390, FM 93.9. But again, it's a game that's make up from a snow out from a week ago, so it's not on your start of the season schedule. Evergreens in Lakeland. We also understand that on February 4th, that's a week from tomorrow, that the D.C. Everest Baraboo game comes back onto the schedule, which was also canceled because of snow. Start time there is to be announced. Baraboo won't be traveling with their JV team, so it's possible that the Evergreens may play that game as a late afternoon game, 4:30 or maybe 5 o'clock, and then might try and schedule against another JV game for later at night. That's why we tell you the Baraboo game, February 4th, is still a to-be-announced time, and you can follow the updates on all the scheduling changes and start times either through my Twitter feed, at DCEChris, or at our website, everythingevergreens.com. So that's on Twitter, at DCEChris, or everythingevergreens.com. Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, warm Irish setter boots. Your Badger State Winter Games headquarters, serving central Wisconsin for 80 years. Baseman's of Wausau. Second period's about to begin. The Evergreens trail Sun Prairie 1-0. Teams will be back on the ice when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Second period's about to get underway in the Evergreens Trail Sun Prairie 1-0. Yeah, these teams are just about even, so this is going to be an entertaining night of hockey. Again, just because the Evergreens are going against a top-shelf goalie, you don't want to fall further behind. The Evergreens kind of need the next goal tonight to belong to them. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. If you can get your hands on one of the D.C. Everest posters. Again, the players were signing these posters for some of the kids who came out for the Skate with the Evergreens event earlier tonight. I know there are some posters left over, and this year's team poster looks great. Try and get your hands on one of those. All right, team's coming back out onto the ice now. There's Sun Prairie's Alex Ligel. Ligel's got to play football. Look at him. That is the body of a lineman who's in between the pipes tonight for the Sun Prairie Cardinals. Sun Prairie's a good football program, too. One of the big suburban high schools outside of Madison. Big student body, probably about the same size, maybe a little bit bigger than D.C. Everest. And it's in the, 1,800 to 2,000 students, so a lot of kids to put your hockey program together with. Getting some pressure on the Everest keeper here, Ethan Hurt, as Hurt really can't afford to blink here. Got to keep this a 1-0 game. Got to get his team to score the next goal. Officials are over at the scorer's table and now come out onto the ice. Get this second period underway in just a moment or two. Cole Herwig to take the draw for Sun Prairie. Davis Hackbarth for the Evergreens. Puck drops. Second period is underway. Well, puck stayed right there at the center circle. Now Yakuz gets it near side. Bounced off the boards. Yakuz is going to try and chase this down into the corner. Icing. Yeah, that didn't touch anyone. It's back behind the other blue line. The Evergreen sent it down. Yakuz was trying to chase at neutral ice. Couldn't get to it. So Sun Prairie gets an offensive zone faceoff here in the opening moments. Skating 5-on-5. Yakuz was in the box when Sun Prairie scored the one goal. Double band penalty because the Evergreens were on the power play before Yakuz roughed it up. Puck drops to the corner. Yaku's there. Long outlet pass. Far side boards. Evergreens in the defensive zone. Try to get it ahead for Hackbarth. Now picked up here, Colby Schmidt. Evergreens are onside. Stick checked away. Held in there. Shot on goal. Popped up in front of the net and went off to the side. Kenton Ottinger put that on from long range. Sun Prairie coming back. Long outlet pass ahead to Carter Waters. Waters near side. That's a really tough angle. Went behind the net. While that Sun Prairie player who was trailing it lifted his stick like he thought that went in and said it was on the other side of the net and went back behind. Hung up on the netting. Both teams will get an early change at 16:21 of the second period. Sun Prairie almost got a second goal. Faceoff will come outside the Sun Prairie blue line near dot. And the Evergreens. Grant Ortell takes the draw. Sun Prairie wins it, sends it to the corner. Evergreens now come away with the puck, just turned it over, bouncing puck in front. Sun Prairie player taken down by Parker Netsky, no penalty. The Evergreens have it on the stick of Brady Bunnell. Behind the net, though, Evergreens still not able to clear this zone. Near side board, Sun Prairie's fighting to keep this in. Came from the boards, came on goal from a bad angle, saved and sticked aside by Ethan Hurt. Hurt leaves it for one of his teammates, goes back into the corner. Brady Bunnell's closest to it. Bunnell just left it for a teammate who wasn't there, turned over to Sun Prairie. This is Spencer Wessel on the near side boards. Everest player spun around and goes flying. No penalty. We'll play through that. Sun Prairie from behind the net. Evergreens. Wow, that's a hit from behind, too. Not called. Parker Hurt was spun around, and the Evergreens can't trail it. Now Hurt gets it out of the zone. It's off one of the Sun Prairie players. Wave off icing. Sun Prairie possesses it. Neutral ice. Almost turned over there in front of Jack Linsky. Sun Prairie sends it to the corner. Parker Hurt will chase. Sun Prairie has it in front. It's in the skates of one of the Everest players and goes out of the zone. Put into the skates of Parker Netsky. Sun Prairie has had the momentum with a 1-0 lead. They are offside here, though. with 15:01 to play in the second period. Dunright Exterior sponsors hockey tonight. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters for 65 years. Dunright is a real stand-up in the community. Outside the Sun Prairie blue line on the far side boards, Evergreens win this draw. Goes backwards to Parker Hurt. Evergreens gotten only one good look at the net so far in the period, and they're trailing by a goal. Evergreens send it behind. Leichel tries to close on this. Evergreens keep it alive. Far side boards. Hackbarth sends it behind the net. Evergreens don't have anyone there. Now Quinton Shiro tries to close on it. Shiro near side corner. Got that in front. Went right off the stick of Parker Netsky in front. Couldn't steer it in. Sun Prairie counterattacking chance. Goes to the corner. Evergreens have Parker Hurt back. Sun Prairie gets it, tried to send that to the near side slot. Behind the Sun Prairie player, bounces off the boards and goes all the way down the ice. Evergreens will use the opportunity to change at 14 and a half of the second period. Sun Prairie 2-on-2, back the other way. Skating, blocker, save. Caden Brunson, who's already the goal scorer, denied a second goal. That time Ethan Hurt up to the job. Deflect all the way out of the zone. Evergreens back on their defensive end, passes too long. Sun Prairie's offside. Evergreens want new skaters on. Again, a little confusion here. Everyone's looking around. Where's this faceoff going to be? Outside the Everest blue line, near side boards. Hackbarth to take the draw for the Evergreens against Cole Herwig. Sun Prairie wins it, near side boards. Evergreens flick that into the zone. Brady Bunnell goes out of play. Into the large student section here. Nice to see so many students out. Going to drop this right at the center circle. Again, Hackbarth to take the draw against Carter Waters. Evergreens, while Yakus couldn't quite get to that puck after the faceoff, and Sun Prairie goes back. Hackbarth is going to chase. Long cross-ice pass. This Sun Prairie team's a pretty good passing team. A lot of passes forward that go long distances that are still right on the stick. Now it's behind the net. Evergreens have a defensive player there, Ketton Ottinger. No turnover here. Ottinger gets it ahead to Colby Schmidt. Here's Hackbarth. Evergreens try and break out. Nice cross-ice pass to Yakus. One-on-one. Yakus shot off the blocker. Loose in front. No one there for the Evergreens. Trying to center back here is Colby Schmidt. Feeds to Yakus. Trying to give it back to Schmidt. It's right in front of him and goes through the crease. Evergreens just couldn't quite make the connections there. Trailing 1-0. Wow. Yakus triggered both opportunities. Back in the Everest defensive end, here's Hackbarth, absorbs a big hit and is forced off the puck. Tried to go back out to the blue line. Sun Prairie player couldn't hold it in, goes down the ice. Evergreen's new players on, so the new line comes out. Evergreen's along the near side boards. Sent ahead, goes off the stick here of Parker Hurt behind the net. Hurt still has it in the defensive end for the Evergreens. Now to Jaglinski, got a whistle here. Sun Prairie player is down in the corner. It's going to be a penalty on the Evergreens, trailing 1-0. Sun Prairie, who already has one power play goal, is going back on the power play again. Grant Ortell to the box. I believe this will be roughing on Ortell. Here comes a big penalty kill for the Evergreens. Penalty at 4:21 of the second period. Interference on Ortell. Evergreens already trailing 1-0, and Sun Prairie wins the draw. Back out to the blue line, skating in Carter Waters. Waters tried to feed it down near the goal line, instead goes into the corner. Sun Prairie still holds this zone, near side boards. Caden Brunson just turned over. Evergreens get it out of the zone. Evergreens still possessing this puck is Eddie Zinda. Zinda trying to get that puck ahead for Quinton Shiro. Now the Evergreens surrender it. Sun Prairie starts their run. Long cross-ice pass to Nick Johnson. Johnson, we're onside. Johnson gets it back outside, near side circle. Cross-ice pass, nice shot right through the crease and then into the far side corner. 1:20 left in the Sun Prairie man advantage. They still hold the zone. Again, cross-ice pass. Loose in front. Bouncing puck there and goes behind the net. And the Evergreens need this penalty kill. And Sun Prairie shot on goal there. They've scored. Sun Prairie just put too much pressure on the net. The Evergreens cannot spend any more time in the penalty box. Nick Johnson has lit the lamp. Sun Prairie put the puck on goal 1, 2, 3 times in rapid succession. You're just asking too much of your goalie there, and Ethan Hurt was beat. Both Sun Prairie goals on the power play. 5:17 of the second period. There'll be an assist here. We'll wait for that. Nick Johnson is the goal scorer. It is indeed an assist being announced here. Ryan Batterman gets the helper. Ryan Batterman to Nick Johnson at 5:17 of the second period. Now it's 2-0. So both goals on the power play. Now we're back to 5-on-5. Evergreens to the offensive zone. Here's Yakus holding along the near sideboards. Puck is pinned up there. Colby Schmitz fighting for it, too. 11 minutes to play in the second period. The Evergreens are trailing by 2. Puck comes free, comes out of the zone. Evergreens have Colby Schmitz back chasing this puck. Goes cross ice. Here's Parker Hurt. Now forward to Brady Bunnell. Evergreens still back in their defensive end. Here's Yakus. 3-on-2 for the Evergreens. Yakus near sideboards. Tried to get that center too long for Hackbart. Defenseman takes it away for Sun Prairie. And Sun Prairie along the near side boards comes back. No one came on Dominic Mariani. And now as he came into the zone, Yaku sacrificed the body. Came out in front again off the body of the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt, the goalie. And then goes into the corner. Evergreens trailing 2-0 cannot fall further behind. Sun Prairie holds this zone from the far corner. Back out to the blue line, pass a little bit behind Jake Veldkamp. Now centered in front, just over the crossbar. Wow, Sun Prairie almost got another one. Fed right in front to Ryan Batterman. Now we've got a whistle, and I believe the net has come free. It has. So we will reset the magnetos, and both teams will get a change. Sun Prairie will have an offensive zone face-off, and more importantly, a 2-0 lead. 10:02 to play in the period. Sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. DeVorney Orthodontics in Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. Ortel takes the draw for the Evergreens, send it to the defensive corner near sideboards. Sun Prairie fights for that puck. Sun Prairie's been winning the battle in the corners here. Sun Prairie sent it to the near side where Jaglinski engages. Zinda bounces it off the boards, gets it out of the zone though. Sun Prairie gathers in at the red line, now sent it back to the corner. Ryan Batterman chases. Evergreen's player is closer. Zinda tries to get that ahead, went right off the stick of Zinda, chasing this all the way down. Evergreen's Ortel. Oh, Ortel won the race to the puck behind the net. Can Ortel get it centered there? Now he overskated the puck. Ortel rotated in front. Jaglinski now tries to feed from the far side boards. Jaglinski back out to the blue line, coming up onto the puck for the Evergreens is Quinton Shiro. Jaglinski keeps the chance alive, sends it behind the net. Can Zinda center from behind the net? Sun Prairie's got two players near him. Sun Prairie trying to clear this zone, and they do. 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Carton Waters. Waters near side. Good pass. And just wide of the near side post. Caden Brunson almost got another goal. Bounces off the boards behind the net. Came out to the near side. Sun Prairie blue line goalie is screened. Shot in front. Brunson was on the near side post. Almost steered it in. Instead, just wide. Get a lot of pressure on the Everest net. That shot deflects and goes out of play. Put on by Dominic Mariani. 8:41 to play. Since Sun Prairie's gotten the 2-0 lead, Sun Prairie has had the better chances to build on it, too. Evergreens get new skaters on. Sun Prairie gets an offensive zone face-off. Parker Netsky takes the draw for the Evergreens. Sun Prairie wins it back to the blue line. Shot on goal wide. Jake Rowles misses the near side post. Evergreens having trouble clearing from the far side boards. That shot's on goal too high over the crossbar for Caden Brunson. Bounces off the net. Wave off. Icing comes all the way out of the zone. Evergreen's trying to take this puck away. It's on the near side boards. Parker Netsky sweeps it forward. Too long for Quinton Shiro. Sun Prairie's got defenders back playing this two-goal lead. Sun Prairie sends it to the corner. Kenton Ottinger is the closest Evergreen to it. 8 minutes to play, so middle stages of the second period. And Sun Prairie, two power play goals tonight, leading 2-0. Evergreens are going to need a break to get something, maybe a cheap goal. Although that's hard to imagine against Alex Leichel, who has not been busy in this second period. Sun Prairie's outplayed the Evergreens here. Bouncing puck from Sun Prairie. Again, that's on goal. Jake Rowles deflected away by one of the Everest defenders. Didn't quite get through. Deflected away by Jaglinski or Brady Bunnell. Sent all the way down the ice. Icing. Yeah, shots on goal have been lopsided in the second period. Evergreens have had only one or two good looks. Sun Prairie putting more pressure on, so they have earned the 2-0 lead that they have now, aside from the two Everest penalties. Yakus to the box in the first period. Sun Prairie scored on the power play. Then Ortel to the box here in the second period, and Sun Prairie's 2-for-2, skating with a man advantage. Evergreens come out. This is flicked ahead to Yakus. He is offside into the corner. Hackbarth tried to feed Yakus. Yakus is into the zone before the puck. 7:25 to play second period. Kind of a fast-moving night. Middle stages of this match now. Caden Brunson to take the draw against Davis Hackbarth. Sun Prairie gets an offensive zone face-off after the Evergreens ice the puck. Evergreens take this away. Yeah, in the first period was far more even than what we've seen here in the second period. The Evergreens has bounced off the boards. Let's see if Hackbarth can win the race to the puck. The Sun Prairie skater is closer and got to it first. Yakus tries to fill in. Here's Hackbarth, center circle, partially fanned, pops up in front of the net. Colby Schmidt tried to steer it in, could not. Evergreens first look at the net in a while. From behind the net, back out. Evergreens traffic in front, shot loose in front. Colby Schmidt jabs at it. Hackbarth jabs at it too. Still loose in front, and the Evergreens can't get it in. Back out to the blue line. Flicked on goal there by Andrew Leigel and deflected into the corner. Puck was just sitting there outside the crease. Evergreens had two or three guys jabbing at it. Couldn't connect wood to puck. Comes out of the zone and the opportunity goes by the wayside. Boy, the Evergreens needed to get one back. Tried to flick that ahead to Yakus. Taken away by Sun Prairie. That's Ryan Batterman. Batterman's got an assist tonight. Behind the net for the Evergreens in the defensive end, Parker Hurt. Hurt tries to move forward at the red line, turns the puck over. Sun Prairie gets it back. Cole Herwig to the corner. Now Sun Prairie's on a change here. Both teams are changing. The Evergreens have just lost control of the puck behind the net. Spencer Wessel. Quickly, two players come to him. Evergreens hold on the far side board. Shot just wide over the crossbar. Bounces out of the zone. Evergreens now are behind their own net, and overskating the puck is Parker Hurt. Evergreens still have it. Two on two of the Evergreens hurry. Jaglinski passes behind, now picking up. Evergreens are onside. Here's Ortel, tangled up with another player near side boards. Penalty coming up. Evergreens are going to go on the power play. Ortel looked like he was hooked. Evergreens still possess the puck. Now it's touched up. And the Evergreens, trailing 2-0, going to come on a very important power play here with 5.5 to play in the second period. Traven Eakley is coming off, I think. No, they're taking one of the other Sun Prairie players off. Jacob Haldeffer comes off. Big opportunity for the Evergreens going on the power play here at the 11:32 mark. Holding. Evergreens. Yakus shot on goal. Loose in front. Bounced off the near side and goes behind the net. Ortel holds the puck for the Evergreens. Near side boards. Hackbarth. Back to Ortel behind the net. trying to get this centered. Alex Kisley is waiting for it if they can get the puck to him. Back to Yakuz. Deflects off one of the Sun Prairie players. A powerful blast from Yakuz. It's behind the net. Evergreen still hold the zone. Hackbarth and Ortell both work for it. Comes free near side boards. Cross ice. A little bit of room there. Flicked on goal. The Sun Prairie defender blocked it and got it out of the zone. Cole Herwig sends it down. Evergreens chase this puck. Brady Bunnell leaves it ahead now. Here come the Evergreens rush. Yakuz, he's onside, got a trailer. Tried to leave it there for Kisley. Shot on goal. Score for the Evergreens! They get one back! Trailer for the Evergreens. Davis Hackbarth lights the lamp. Boy, did the Evergreens need that. Sure is going to make the rest of the night more interesting. The Evergreens trailing 2-0 have now halved that, and they're down 2-1. Davis Hackbarth for the Evergreens. We'll wait for the assist information. Goal comes at 12:29 of the second period. Evergreens get on the scoreboard. Back to Davis Hackbarth. Evergreens look to keep the momentum here. Alec Kisley gets the helper for the Evergreens. And Yakuz. All the goals tonight on the power play. Here come the Evergreens. Eddie Zinda, he's onside. Had that stick checked away to the corner. Zinda stays with it. Evergreens look to fill in. 5-on-5 hockey, 4 minutes to play in the second period in what is now a one-goal game. Evergreens have Zinda in the corner. Zinda's a little undersized for this fight. Now Jaglinski joins in trying to get this puck, which is pinned up against the far side down near the goal line. Sun Prairie comes away with it. So the next goal probably tells the tale. Evergreens get even. Game on. Sun Prairie goes back up by two. Their chances of coming out of here with a win go way up. Sun Prairie from near the goal line just hit the side of the net. Evergreens get it out of the zone. Evergreens gave up a late goal in the first period. Want to make sure the defense is all battened down and buttoned up here. Ethan Hurt comes out, corrals this goal. Long outlet pass ahead. Evergreens are onside. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth's stick handling stays on his feet. Hackbarth circles back. Little too fancy trying to get over to the far side. The Evergreens hold this zone. Nope, send it to the far side boards. Yakuz is chasing. Sun Prairie. Yakuz was going to have a one-on-one and wanted that on the forehand side. Sun Prairie has just iced the puck. Evergreens will get an offensive zone face-off. And Hackbarth one-on-one wanted to move it to the front side, and his stick handling was a little too fancy even for him there. Like none of the other Evergreens, Hackbarth can make the puck dance on his stick. Yakuz is going to take this draw for the Evergreens. Something new tonight. We normally don't see Jacob taking these faceoffs. Comes all the way around the boards, out of the zone. Evergreens have to clear. Now Sun Prairie has it. Sends a bouncing puck onto the net. And save with a stick there by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Don't want a cheapie in here. Colby Schmidt overskates the puck. Evergreen's defensive end. Cross ice. Here's Yakuz. Can he get it? Plays it off the boards. Yakuz sweeping that, hit the post, and goes to the near side. Just a slow-moving puck that wasn't really a threat. Parker Hurt sends it into the far side corner, but a Sun Prairie player is closest. Long pass ahead. Too long. Icing. Offensive zone faceoff coming for the Evergreens. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Jaglinski will take the draw for the Evergreens. It's to the left of the goalie Alex Ligel. Evergreens win it. Goes back to Grant Ortell. Ortell shot on goal. That is a pad save and held on by Ligel. Evergreens will get another offensive zone faceoff. 2:09 left until second intermission. Fun Friday night hockey matchup. Again, different conferences, different parts of the state, but these teams have played each other for the last couple of years, and this year they're even. Evergreens from behind the net tried to center that in front. It is too wide for the Evergreens. Alex Kisley goes all the way down the ice. Evergreens have to chase. Evergreens have it in their defensive zone, sent off the boards, too long for Zinda. Jaglinski tries to skate to it, Rave off icing, the Sun Prairie player's closest. Now Sun Prairie overskated that puck. Evergreens hold it in on the near side boards. Ortell joins the fight. It's in the skates of one of the Sun Prairie players and out. Evergreens possess at the red line. Sun Prairie's got a clear penalty coming up here on Sun Prairie, and the Evergreens have the goalie off. Sun Prairie has just touched up, and the Evergreens, trailing by a goal, 1:29 left in the period, go back on the power play on a night where every goal has been a power play goal. Penalty comes at 15:31 of the second period. Evan Luxford comes off the ice for Sun Prairie. Opportunity to tie this up.
Interference.
Evergreens just hit the post there as Evergreens' Colby Schmidt's going to hold on to this zone. Evergreens try to get that back out of the blue line outside of the zone. Brady Bunnell couldn't hold it in. Evergreens will have to chase back to their own blue line. 1 minute left in the period, and the Evergreens have 1:35 in a power play that's going to spill over into the third if they don't get it tied. Yaku's in the center of the ice, shuttles this puck forward. Good pass here to Hackbarth. Shot, save! Hackbarth put it right into the chest of Alex Ligel, what could have been a tying chance. Yaku's really fed Hackbarth nicely. Hackbarth was just outside the far circle. Yaku's put it right on the tape. 53 seconds left in the period. Hackbarth will take the draw for the Evergreens. To the left of the net. Bouncing puck goes into the corner. Sun Prairie tries to send it around the boards. Yaku's holds in at the near side blue line. Cross ice, back to Yaku. Stick hands in, shot, traffic in front. Colby Schmidt tried to jab at it, could not get it in. Yaku's holds in at the blue line for the Evergreens and sends it to the corner. 35 seconds left in the period. Evergreens skating with a man advantage. Yaku's at the blue line. Now to Hackbarth, near side circle. Back to Yaku's, cranks one up. Shot blocked by one of the Sun Prairie defenders. Here's Dakota Ayers coming back shorthanded. Ayers shot, he's just scored a shorty. Wow, Yaku's blast was so strong that it came all the way out and left a one-on-one, and the shorthanded goal put Sun Prairie up 3-1 with 18 seconds left. So in each period, the Evergreens have given up late goals to their detriment. 3-1, Sun Prairie. Boy, does that hurt. Caden Brunson gets credit for the goal. Caden Brunson, his second. At 16:42, with just 18 seconds left in the period. Now it's 3-1. Evergreens still skate with a man advantage. 5 seconds left in the period, and the Evergreens will have 30 seconds of power play time left when the third period begins. Very disappointing. The Evergreens need to regroup. You just feel the air coming out of this place as the Evergreens give up a shorthanded goal late in the second period. So the Evergreens, I mean, just what a change of momentum. They're on the power play trying to bid to tie this up when Sun Prairie gets the shorty and reestablishes a 3-1 lead. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.